Johnny Wallace was found on fire in the city post office on New Year's Day 2013. Citizens came to his aid, but the 59-year-old Wallace died a few days later of burn injuries. Authorities have been unable to determine how Wallace's clothes caught fire. City of Fairbanks and Alaska Native leaders held a press conference on the case Monday. City Mayor John Eberhardt shared inconclusive results of tests done on Wallace's clothing and an alcohol bottle found with him.
There was a very faint or trace amount of DNA from another person, which would seem to indicate the bottle had been shared, but it was such a trace amount that they couldn't even tell if it was male or female.
Johnny Wallace, who lived and drank on the streets of Fairbanks, was seen by witnesses with another person at the post office shortly before he was discovered on fire. That individual has never been identified, and Mayor Eberhardt again urged anyone with information to come forward.
For Mr. Wallace, for Mr. Wallace's family, we want to try to get to the bottom of what happened. But we seem to be a sort of a dead end.
Fairbanks Native Association President Steve Guinness, who grew up with Johnny Wallace in Fort Yukon, renewed a pledge to solve his friend's case.
I vow to the family that I would do all I can to try to help solve this case here. And I make that commitment, and I will continue to work on it and have people held accountable.
Like others at the event, Johnny Wallace's sister, Velma Wallace, appealed to the public for help.
You want someone to come forward now, because that's where we're at right now. You want someone to say, okay, I was there, and this is what happened, or this is what I saw. And that's just the hope that we have right now. That's what we have to hang on to.
Velma Wallace thanked the city and other local agencies for their persistent work on her brother's case. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.